When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's going on, people? You're locked in to Miles Bukowski, the podcast. Joining me right now is an up-and-coming talent who's been doing big things, the Lone Star Luchador himself, that Mexican OT. What are you telling me, man?
What's going down, baby? How you doing, man? You look good today. I'm excited to be on here.
Listen, you might say that to me, but you sounded good. You looking good. Everything is working in your favor right now, my guy. I'm telling you.
I'm trying, man. Just loving it, taking it day by day, you know, enjoying it, being grateful.
100%. I mean, you've had one of the biggest records of the year so far. Obviously, Paul Wall on that. It's a big, big look. Obviously, our old school legends. Do you know what I mean? Definitely one for, like, Texas, one for the city, everything as well. Obviously, your first big project was the South Texas project a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So there's been a big evolution from even 2020 to 2023. So how's the journey been for you, bro?
It's been crazy. I've learned a lot. I felt a lot. I've learned a lot about music. I've learned a lot about myself. And just enjoying it, man. A lot of it really hasn't fully resonated with me, you know, because I don't really focus on my accomplishments. I don't focus on sold out shows. I don't focus on anything that I'm doing. A lot of accomplishments I really don't even know that I've done. Until, like, my people tell me, they tell me, you don't realize how big you are yet. And, you know, I really haven't, but it's a good thing. Keeps me level-headed. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me, just humble. And I like being that way, you know what I'm saying? I always want to walk away with a good taste in somebody's mouth. And, you know, I'm just grateful, man. You know, it's just been a journey, you know?
The flow that you've mastered for yourself, even on, like, yeah, all the freestyles, all the tracks, where did that come from? Because that's so unique. I feel like throughout all your catalog, when people hear that, they're going to know that's you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to sometimes other people.
Well, I was jamming a lot of people on SoundCloud. Like, I remember jamming people that had like 50 plays, man. You know, and I was jamming them like they were Drake or fucking DaBaby or Lil Baby or some famous ass fucking well-known rapper, Lil Wayne or somebody, you know? It made me realize, like, it's just crazy how much talent there is in this world that goes unseen, you know, because that's bullshit that's fucking known.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, yeah, I think just jamming a lot of the underground is what made me a bad mama jammer, you know?
People who are discovering you now and listening to the stuff, they're like connecting with you, either like messaging you, following you, whatever like that. Like you said, you're keeping yourself humble. Even you moving around across like America, like, what's the weirdest interaction or maddest interaction you've had? Because are you based still in Texas, or are you going to New York now? What's happening?
I love New York. I actually love being in New York. I go there as much as I can. I haven't really been there so far, like, just enjoying it. But every time I've gone, it's been work. But I just enjoy it, you know, because I grew up playing video games that were based over there. I grew up watching movies based over there. A lot of the rappers that I glorified growing up were from out of New York, you know, and so, like, I was just so fascinated with it as a kid. So being able to get older and then, you know, just, I don't even got to do nothing. Like, I just be smoking, walking, standing at the buildings and just, you know, admiring the scaffold. You know, it's imperfections is what is beautiful to me. Even the slums of New York was beautiful to me. Just the culture overall, you know, I was grateful for being a fan of it. And, you know, that's where that come in. But now I'm still in Texas.
Okay. We need to talk about Texas, man, because it's in your name. Obviously, even the brand new project that came out like a couple of weeks ago, all the artists, I think pretty much everyone's from Texas. So What is special about Texas to you? Why are you repping it so hard?
I mean, it's where I'm from. I'm a Texan. This is what I am. not only that, I feel like a lot of people were just, everybody was rapping about Dallas, Houston, or Waco, or wherever they were from. That's what they were repping. Nobody was just really repping Texas like that, as far as who was coming up around here in my era. Of course, we got, you know, okay, the Mo, we got Wall, we got all of the OGs that were repping Texas. But even then, they were repping like Third Coast, you know? And so, you know, they were repping Southside, you know? So, like, even then, the No Texas still really wasn't, nobody was really claiming Texas. So I feel like, you know, it was just a big thing for me to stand up and just stand on. And not only that, I'm grateful for everybody in Texas that's a fan of mine. You know, that the first thing that I had to lock down was my home before I locked down any other place, you know? So me just being so proud of it. Not only that, you gotta be here to fully understand it. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't explain it. I could show you a lot better than I could tell you. And you know, just the culture of Texas, who we are, what we are, our slang, our stilo, how we dress, our mannerism, our hospitality, everything about Texas is great. You know, and it, we just got some bad motherfuckers that come out of Texas, you know?
Yeah, man, I hear it. We see it in the music and the videos that you've been dropping. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but like sure. Me, I haven't been to America since I was like 11. That was a long time ago. So yeah. I need to come over to Texas and see what's going on over there, bro.
But, yeah, for sure, man. They gonna treat you right. We'll give you red carpet.
Hey, I don't think I'm no celebrity like that, you know. I just come through on the plane, just slide through, just come do my thing and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dig it for sure.
But obviously, there's one artist who's having a massive run himself. Who's from Texas, which is Travis Scott. So have you ever thought about linking up with him, or is that on the cards? What's going on with that potentially?
I've seen some of my fans comment that, you know, some of my fans want to see it, but he's not really somebody that I would be like, oh, I want to work with him. And I'm not saying he doesn't have great music, because he's an amazing artist, and what he's done for, you know, for himself and music is amazing. I'm just, you know, that's not really somebody I want to work with, you know.
Yeah.
But if Texas want to see it, I'm here to do what my fans want. I'm here to give them what they want. At the end of the day, it's what they want. Like, I never have nobody I specifically want to work with. I want to work with who my people want to see me work with, you know, because at the end of the day, they're the people that matter. They're the people that are consuming it.
Yeah, 100%. At the end of the day, they're the fans. But at the same time, I guess as the more music you make, you might want to start thinking, I want to take it in this direction and that direction as well as you go. Do you know what I mean? For you then?
Anybody I've ever worked with, I've always let it just happen. Like, we always seen each other in the studio, caught a vibe, and it was instantly, boom, let's get it in. You know, that's how I like normally work. And I've never really hit nobody up. I normally let everything just happen organically. I feel like it's always the best way. Like,
yeah,
it just always comes out great that way, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, because even with like Maxo, like linking up with him, how did that, who did he reach out to, you reach out to him, how did that one happen?
So there's a video that I had posted on Instagram. I still haven't posted, and it's D Green, and he's explaining the first time I ever met Maxo. I had just started recently working with D Green, and my boy Drody put me in with D Green, and you know, we just got done shooting a video called Pimpin' Platinum. And he was like, well, shit, I'm finna go record Maxo, you know, let's keep hanging out, it's good, you know, I'm enjoying him, and he enjoying me and Jordy, so we just having a good time, we having fun. I was like, man, come on, let's go. He was shooting Maxo's video, I was already a fan of Maxo, so I'm like, man, fuck it, why not, let's ride. We get there, and I'm watching Maxo shoot his video, and I'm watching Dorian shoot it. It was him and his boy Josh, his little bro Josh. Josh was another hard ass artist out of Texas. You know, he's with them cream boards for those. You know, I love what they got going on. Anyways, I met him at that video shoot, and it was a break. They had just got done like taking a break between takes, and I walk up to Maxo and I say, hey, bro, you don't even gotta remember my face. Just remember that Mexican OT. You won't see me everywhere. And I was a nobody. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, all right, you know what I'm saying? Shook my hand and made me feel, you know, like into him, I'm an everyday motherfucker, you know? I'm just another motherfucker walking up to him. Like, he probably thinking like, oh, this is just some kid that rapping, you know? Like, and then, you know, sooner or later, he hit D Green up like, say, bro, I see this motherfucker everywhere.
You manifested it, bro.
Shit, I worked for it. I ain't manifested, I worked for it.
Yeah. It's hard, the thing is, you know, it's hard work and it's talent, do you know what I mean? And hard work beats talent, but if you got both, you're on top of it.
It's not even, I don't feel like, I wouldn't consider it hard work because I love this. You know what I'm saying? So the two things I would say is skill and just being a good person.
Yeah.
That's what get me far. That's why I'm great.
Honestly, it's important in this industry because sometimes you just don't get that. There's other people that are just
I mean, you better think of it. There's so many dickheads in this world. Nobody likes the asshole, bro. Fuck out of here, you know?
I hear it, man. Now, let's talk about one thing as well, like, that has been a dream of yours. I don't know if you bought it yet. It's the trampoline. Have you bought a trampoline yet? What's the update?
No, I haven't, but I definitely want one. I want, like, three of them. Because I want a man-made lake, you know what I'm saying? And I want a trampoline. Probably not three of them. I'll get, like, a long rectangle one, and I want to be able to jump off that into the lake.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be crazy, you know? I mean, you have to, like... Yeah. Get one for a massive trampoline party. Everyone just jump on that, just jump into the lake. Like, crazy.
I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show. What was that TV show? Wiped Out. You remember Wiped Out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want some type of stuff like that in my backyard.
Hey, that's
like those type of trampolines, like big bounce balls and things like that.
Yeah.
I want them into the lake. I want stuff like that.
That's going to be crazy. People, for context as well, basically, that Mexican OT, like, said one of the things that he's wanted to buy once he's, you know, successful, famous, is a trampoline. And that's what we like. That's what I'm saying. People are keeping it humble out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure we like to see. But we're running out of time. So I just want to say, like, for anyone who's just locked in, this is the first time they've been hearing you talk just on this and out of music. Like, what do you want your music to represent? What does it stand for? Is that a tricky question?
Nonsense. It's just nonsense. It just sounds good. It's nonsense that just sounds good. That's all it is. Yeah. You could like it or love it. If you don't like it right now, you'll come around. I appreciate you for your time.
Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, there's more people liking it than not. That's good luck right now. You're doing the right things, bro. If I want to say massive thank you for chatting to me today, bro. I'm literally, we're going to be running pretty much most of the album, the projects, everything you're dropping because we are big fans over here. So thank you for chatting to me today, bro.
Man, I'm so grateful, bro. Many blessings. I thank you for the spins and thank you for y'all's time for sure, bro. I'm excited for y'all to hear the new stuff. I'm already working on my next project. I'm done with that one. I'm working on the next one, you know. So I'm just always working and I'm ready to just feed more, man. I'm grateful. Thank you so much, baby.
No worries, man. Looking forward to that as well. We need that. We need it. So looking forward to the more of the music, everything else you got going. And just keep being you, man.
It's good. Yeah, for sure, man. Y'all be good today. Many blessings, baby. Peace.
Peace, bro. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.